As we do each and every Friday at this time, how about a little Friday frivolity? And for that, we bring in our host. Here he is, Travis.
Hello, hello, thank you. Thank you. Hello. Today, we will be playing a game called Pick Your Poison. It's kind of more of an activity, so we'll all work together and talk about these. I will present a would-you-rather type scenario, an either-or, and then you guys will discuss it and pick one of the options. Sound pretty good?
Yeah.
You got it?
Okay, sure.
Let's start out kind of soft. Would you rather never remember someone's face or never remember someone's name?
Their name.
Yeah, name, of course.
Because you can ask their name, their face. Like, I'm Matt.
Yeah, just didn't remember your name, but not remembering someone's face, that seems...
Although, how could you remember their name if you don't know their face?
That's a good point. Maybe their face is just vaguely familiar.
Maybe you know their body.
Like, right,
like, oh,
yeah.
Those?
Like, I... you
yeah,
can
elbows,
see the excitement
right?
if yes. you recognize someone. Like, you can, oh my gosh, and then,
yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot your name. Mm-hmm. I don't think people's feelings will hurt if you forget a name.
Right.
Than a face.
Like a baby can't say your name, but when they first recognize your face,
and
it's really...
smiling,
yeah,
and
you're
and,
like,
yeah.
all right, you know me.
Then they pee.
Yeah.
So much fun.
That's very
when,
true.
Yeah.
That's
when
a
you realize.
Preview for you there, Baldo.
Yeah, Baldy.
Can't wait.
When they get really happy, they pee.
Pre.
Like a mutt.
Yeah, but you're not having a boy, so it won't shoot up in the air.
Do you rather have a...
He was there. He's right.
No, he's not wrong.
It takes you a bit to get used to that one.
Have you had that tip sheet?
Yeah, but I was ready for it. So we were ducking covering.
You got to do
a lot.
System where you take the diaper off and then you put it right back down
because yes.
that air hits, man.
Exactly.
It takes you a couple times like, whoa, got to figure that one out.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for it, brother.
Me neither.
Set the sprinkler system.
You put on a trash bag before you change the diaper.
It's not a bad idea, actually. Would you rather have a face that everyone laughs at or a name that everyone laughs at?
Well, I already have the first one, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want everyone laughing at my face.
It's pretty rough. You walk into a room of people you don't know. Ah!
You're like, what is it? And they're just pointing at your face. Like, what's wrong?
Like, what name could you say that everyone's just going to laugh at?
Sack.
Bork. Yeah, Bork. If your name was Bork.
Or if your name was Ball something.
Why would somebody
Balls.
Name that?
But no one's name. I'm saying a realistic name.
Well,
like, does Bartholomew make you laugh?
No.
That's
a little
the
bit
name?
When you say it like that.
Kind of.
I'm going to Corgi, actually.
Earl.
Corgi's a funny name.
Earl is funny to me.
Earl is a funny
That's
name.
That's why I always go... My default.
I think the like deep south redneck names are always kind of funny, like Cletus, something
okay.
like that. Those are good.
Cletus is a good one.
Hieronymus.
I thought Eugene was a funny one until I met someone named Eugene. He's a good dude.
The chill bro.
Yeah, but his name is Eugene.
Yeah, that's tough. Would you rather have your thumbs replaced with your big toes or your pinky fingers replaced with your pinky toes?
Probably my pinky fingers.
Yeah.
Seems like you're balancing.
Both of us are just
yeah.
thinking about it. We did the same thing.
I was like, all right.
Like,
okay.
That's a better question than I thought
Here's
it was.
My big toes on my thumbs and then...
Feet?
Yeah, boy, that pinky toe on your pinky finger, though.
It'd look really weird.
Just so...
With the little
so
tiny nail.
Tiny,
the little itty-bitty nail.
Do you think you're... I don't know, your thumb is basically the size of your big toe, maybe.
No, your big toe is bigger than your thumb.
It's a little function is the same, though. Like, if you use your pinky toe, you don't have a pinky.
But would your thumb function as well as a big toe? Would you lose
it? Is it
little...
as posable?
I feel
guess
like
it
would be. I feel like it'd be
fine.
I'm
moving it around in my shoe.
Because it's a little bit bigger. Your pinky toe, I mean, replace of your pinky finger.
That's going to be useful.
You'd have nothing.
Yeah, can Matt still go pinkies up?
Oh,
yeah, it could
dude.
Throw his stinger up.
Man.
Dude, that'd be the lamest little stinger.
I could.
It's already bad.
Okay, this little...
That's not a stinger.
It's like half thing. A horned frog.
Plus, the pinky nail on my right toe is, like, just ripped off forever.
See, I got sliver pinky nail.
So
it's
weird.
All tiny and
Yeah, I ripped it off a
bad.
Couple of times, and now it grows back weird, and it grows back split. So strange.
We got bad toes, Matt.
You want to
buy
see
that shoot off, yeah. Right. Buy that shoot off. I want to see it.
well, while you pop that shoe off, I'll ask the next question. Would you rather have an amazing virtue or be in a...
it's all black and stuff.
Yeah, it's all weird.
Jet.
That is weird.
Leave your shoe off. Intern's going to take
a
picture
that's
of that.
Scab. I can't tell.
Does it... Do you think you can maybe...
It doesn't really grow.
Be it's on just... only feet or anything?
No, that's not... People... I don't think it's going to attract a lot. Why does it move so much?
Moving it. I don't know.
Can you move your... Pinky toe like that? Look how it's moving.
Here.
Is he stretching it out?
Yeah, put it above the...
just get the toe.
No, get the whole thing.
Yeah, and ask if there's a doctor listening, if he could see if this is... I popped something on the top of my foot.
Are you soliciting podiatrist advice right
now? Let's call Rex Ryan.
Well, I think I have a... on my other leg, I think I might have a high ankle sprain.
That's not nail related at all.
No. I already have
But
metal.
Thank you for the information. Would you rather... be an amazing virtuoso at any instrument, but only if you play naked, or be able to speak any language, but only if you close your eyes and dance while you're doing it.
Dance break!
Man, be careful.
I think
speaking French.
I think naked saxophone would be kind of hot.
Naked saxophone
or naked cello because you could hide behind it.
Yeah, same thing with a guitar. You hold it low enough, and it
like Jimmy did on like Forrest Gump.
Flea's done that.
Yeah.
You sit down to play piano. You just walk in.
But you're playing. I think if you're playing so beautifully, no one would notice you're nude.
Yeah, because you'd be a virtuoso,
right?
Dude.
Play the oboe.
I'd do that, and I think I'd sell out like the Majestic. But I'd have like the lights down. So you're just hearing the beautiful, beautiful piano playing.
Maybe you do
and
it
then
like...
you're thinking about me butt-ass naked.
Right. Because you don't want to do it like Paul McCartney in Yesterday, where you're just in the middle of the stage with a spotlight on you.
No.
Well, so... if you can speak any language, I assume you also understand it. So do you have to have your eyes closed and dance when somebody's speaking to you?
Yeah, for the return volley.
So, you're like if you're on a vacation.
Right, you can never open your eyes.
Mexico or something, you go to the where they stamp the passport, and you just have to close your eyes and start dancing. I'm like, what are you
doing?
Well,
what about like if you go to like a taco place and you want to order something?
They
since technically
speak
that's
English
Spanish.
At a taco place.
Yeah, you'll be all right at the taco place.
Yeah, but like taco, burrito, those are Spanish words.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think those count. I don't think those count for this
scenario.
Like if you
scenario. Go to a restaurant and you want to order some queso, you have to be like, oh, queso. Otherwise, you say cheese.
Man, they would call the cops on you if you did that. The move that you just did, they call the cops.
Yeah, probably.
Would you rather spend the day wearing wet socks or
No, whatever you say afterwards is better than that.
Spend the day with a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth.
I'd rather do that. Wet socks.
I can't do the
popcorn
kernel. Are
the worst.
I hate popcorn kernels.
I hate anything in between my teeth. It drives me insane.
Too. Man, wet socks are toward the top of the list of something that just
bad.
I can't operate.
Yeah, plus you probably develop something from it.
It's just one day. You're not going to get gangrene.
Like ass.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Give me the popcorn kernel. I'll take it.
All right.
I cannot do wet socks.
Would you flip a coin if heads meant you get $1 billion or tails means you lose all of your memories?
No.
Man, that is a risk.
Yeah, especially with old can't flip a coin man over here.
Well, maybe it's to my advantage. It just goes straight up and straight down.
You got to get a rotation or you get the bad one.
Man, that would be wild to lose all of your memories.
I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't remember why you were sad.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember anything.
I can't
about
start
anyone.
Over. I have too many. How old am I? See? Maybe I do
maybe
need to flip the coin.
The coin
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, you already did. And we don't know. We just don't know.
The coin.
I have too many memories to sacrifice for that. I'm out.
Would you rather get explosive number 3 bathroom every time you meet your boss or every time you meet your significant other's parents?
That'd be funny. We go to our bi-weekly meetings
show
with
meeting.
Kat.
Yeah.
And it's not just like one time. You feel it the whole time. And once
God.
It's going to keep happening.
I mean, I see Kat every day.
That's tough.
And so, yeah, I'd go with significant other's parents.
Yeah,
because I see her once a month or something.
Yeah.
So I can...
I'd just do that, and I'd
be like,
hey,
my time
sorry.
Of
Upper Decker?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Please
I'd do
don't
the
do that. Upper Deckering.
No, No.
Would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it, or your partner smell terrible, and you have to smell it?
Oh, flip it. I think if someone's smelling terribly out, I don't want to smell anything like that.
You'll be stanky.
She's going to have to suffer. Yeah.
I think I'd go with me because if I can't tell, who cares?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, you smell horrible. Like,
yeah, I can't smell.
Smell
it.
Good to myself. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I probably smell horrible half the time anyway.
Ah, you're good. Would you rather be forced to listen to the Barney theme song or someone slurp soup for 24 straight hours?
Oh, gosh, Barney.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I think my head might explode for 24 hours of Barney.
We're a great big family.
Might explode.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
A great big family? Thought it was Happy Family.
Might be the finisher. The Happy Family. Great Big is in there.
Oh, okay.
Great Big.
No, with a great big hug.
Oh, no. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, and a kiss from me to you.
Yeah.
Hey, newsroom.
I don't know.
Get on the lyrics of the Barney theme song. Would you rather?
Just told correct.
Because then you can kind of break it down in your head like
we're
it's really
a happy family with the great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Now sing it again.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
You didn't sing, Donovan.
No, I didn't.
What's your deal, man?
Do it again.
No, we already did it.
But that's the whole point. Would you rather hear someone slurping soup?
I'll do it. I could do that all day.
You
want me to drive you insane?
Please don't.
Wouldn't bother me a bit.
Rather be required to steal from every tip jar you see.
Sounds like a challenge.
Would you be required to steal from every tip jar you see, or always have the song that you hate the most stuck in your head?
I'm not stealing from the tip jar.
Tip jar,
just give me the song.
You rarely ever see tip jars anymore.
I disagree.
I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Man, where are you guys going?
Places with tip jars.
Well, I guess
you know what? You don't tip anybody, so that's the whole deal there. You're just not looking out for it.
It only applies to Uber. That is,
oh, okay.
Man, just to walk in and there's a tip jar, and you, even if you're buying something, and then you take it and just dump it out
of
your hand and walk off.
At the person, you're like, I'm sorry.
I can't help it. I have to do it.
That'd be better than hearing the song I hate the most, even though you guys
Beastie
play
Boys.
All the time anyway.
Just Brass Monkey over and over in your head.
Or you can grab a penny out of the tip jar every time.
Oh, if it's a penny.
Yeah, I'm
stupid. Oh, if it's a penny, I'll do that.
I mean, that'd be the cool thing to do. You're not grabbing the 50 in there.
I thought you had to take everything out.
No,
out of
you
the
just
tip
have,
jar.
You steal from it. You don't steal the tip jar.
Oh.
Never mind, we're done. What the hell was that?
You okay?
I don't know.
All right, that's Friday Frivolity. Thank you, Travis.